First, I would like to thank the congregation for giving me this opportunity to share this message with you. This message has been on my heart for a while, and I didn't know if or when I would get the opportunity to share it with you guys. And I pray that this will touch your hearts as much as it touched mine. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. This verse has two parts. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, meaning simply, trust in the Lord, and lean not on your own understanding, meaning do not rely on yourself. The Bible is full of people trusting in God as well as people relying on themselves. To start, let's focus on those that did put their trust in the Lord. Matthew 14:24-29. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I." It actually translates to, "I am, do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. Genesis 39:23. The chief jailer did not supervise anything under Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper. This was during the time Joseph was put in prison by Potiphar, the man that owned Joseph, for being falsely accused of raping his wife. John 4:47-50. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was imploring him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son lives." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off. Mark 1:14-20. Now after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." As he was going along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in the boat mending the nets. Immediately he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boats with the hired servants and went away to follow him. What do these people all have in common? They all put their trust in the Lord. Peter took a great step, no leap of faith, by stepping out into the raging water when Jesus called to him. Joseph put his trust in God when he was in Egypt, which is why Joseph went from slave to second in command. The royal official put his trust in God when he went to Jesus to heal his son, never once doubting that God wasn't in control. The disciples put their trust in God way back when Jesus first called them to follow him. They set aside their lives and their families so that they could fulfill God's plan for them. Let's see what the Bible says about trusting in the Lord. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. Psalm 4:5. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. It says it right there, clear as day. We need to trust in the Lord. Look at what happens when we do. Isaiah 48:17. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. This does not always mean worldly needs, or might not what we had in mind, but he knows what is best for us. Looking for jobs, making important decisions, figuring out what college you need to go to. Hard to trust in him during the hard times, isn't it? Pray and put all your trust in him, and he will reveal to you what he has planned for you. Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Me, I broke my finger at the beginning of football season. It took forever to heal. I didn't know if I was going to get a chance to play. God allowed this to happen to humble me, to teach me patience, and to put my trust back where he needed to be. I tried to take control of it and do it all by myself. That's not how it should be. Now, let's look at the other part of Proverbs 3:5, the part that we're not so fond of. And do not lean on your own understanding. When we put our trust in ourselves and not in God, we will only go down a path to destruction. Let's see what God says about putting our trust into ourselves. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. James 1:14. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Doesn't sound too pleasant, does it? If we rely on ourselves, the only path that we'll be on is straight to death. To finish off the story of Jesus giving Peter the ability to walk on water. Matthew 14:30. But seeing the wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Peter lost his trust in Jesus, and he immediately began to sink. It doesn't have to be this way. God will always take you back. He wants you to put your trust in him. He wants to take care of you. Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, what can separate us from the love of God? He kept Peter safe. Matthew 14:31. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, You, of little faith, why do you doubt? He will keep us safe. I love you guys. Brian loves you guys. But most importantly, God loves you guys. So, let me leave you with this. Thank you.